A crucial meeting. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the U.S. hitting its debt limit, the Treasury Department having to resort to extraordinary measures to pay the nation's bills. The default deadline is June 5th. President Biden is scheduled to meet with House Speaker McCarthy on Wednesday to discuss how to handle the situation. On CBS's Face the Nation, the speaker discusses his optimism regarding a productive discussion with the president.
I want to sit down together, work out an agreement that we can move forward to put us on a path to balance, at the same time not put any of our debt in jeopardy at the same time.
The White House has stated that it has no plans to make concessions on the matter. In the wake of black motorist Tyre Nichols' death, civil rights leaders are urging for law enforcement reform. Tennessee NAACP state president Gloria Sweet Love applauding the Memphis PD's decision to disband the Scorpion unit on Saturday.
We've come to applaud Chief CJ Davis.
Yes.
For doing the right thing. For not waiting 6 months or a year. But rooting out what was bad and doing it quickly.
Sweet Love also praised the peaceful protests in Memphis. Brandon Say, the man who prevented the gunmen in the Monterey Park murders from killing more people, was honored for his bravery in Alhambra Sunday. Here's Say speaking at the ceremony.
The start of the new year has been extremely difficult, but we have the rest of the year to spread compassion and build back our community.
The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to the Super Bowl after defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. The Chiefs will face the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're learning new details about one of the suspects accused of raping LSU sophomore Madison Brooks before she was hit by a car and died 2 weeks ago. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the report.
Three of the four males charged in the rape of Madison Brooks had bonded out of prison, but that was short-lived for 18-year-old Kayvon Washington, who was arrested again the very next day. According to documents obtained by the New Orleans Advocate, Washington faces a separate rape charge stemming from an attack on a 12-year-old girl reported back in 2020. Washington and an unnamed 17-year-old have been charged with the third-degree rape of Brooks, a 19-year-old LSU sophomore who died days later. Two other men, 27-year-old Everett Lee and 18-year-old Kason Carver, have been charged for being present but not taking part. Police say Washington and the 17-year-old had raped a heavily intoxicated Brooks in the back of a vehicle before the four dropped her off at a random location. She was then fatally struck by a separate car.
An attorney representing the defendant says the sex was consensual. Police dispute that claim. Brooks is set to be laid to rest this week. Police in Ohio say a 6-month-old boy who was kidnapped in December has died. Kyer Jackson and his twin brother Kason's kidnapping, prompting a 3-day nationwide manhunt and Amber Alert. Police launching an investigation into Kyer's death. A popular TV actress has passed away at an early age.
Annie Wershing has passed away at the age of 45. According to her publicist, she died Sunday morning in Los Angeles after a battle with cancer. The type not disclosed, but it was diagnosed in 2020. Wershing is best known for playing FBI agent Renee Walker in the action series 24. She also provided the voice for Tess in the video game The Last of Us. Her first credit was in Star Trek Enterprise. Wershing appeared in dozens of television shows in her two-decade career.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.